I'm Jennifer Rosen, and in this podcast, we're going to dive deep into the human experience, embracing life's challenges, and finding the courage to pursue our passions. I am so thrilled and excited to be here. I'm a little nervous, but have really been thinking about doing this for quite some time. I want you to know I'm sitting in this really cool room with padded walls. I see the beautiful artwork of my logo up on the screen, and I'm filled with excitement about being here. So this is going to be a little bit of everything, a little mix, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. We're going to talk about what brought me here. We're going to talk about me being a somewhat new Floridian, having moved here from the suburbs of Chicago over 2 years ago. We're going to talk about my life here. We're going to talk about my life back then, growing up. And we're going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff in between. I'm excited and grateful to share with you, hopefully teaching and showing you that you can get through life's challenges one day at a time. We just need to get up, get dressed, and let's go. Put on that makeup, put on a little sparkle, and walk out that door with confidence. I'm going to start sharing something that I wrote a few months ago to give you an idea and to give you a little bit of a picture into the window of my life and show you where we're going to go on this journey. So here we go. Growing up, I never really thought about getting married and having children. I was busy playing tennis, spending time with family and friends, enjoying going to rock concerts, and seeing the Chicago Bears and Chicago Cubs play. My dad was the conductor along with my mom, and I was along for the ride. I had an idyllic childhood up until college. Dad, mom, older brother, me, younger brother, and our amazing dog, JJ. We all had blue eyes, our names all started with J, and all we needed was a white picket fence. Don't get me wrong, there was dysfunction like any family, and ours was no different. My dad worked a lot, especially during tax season, and my mom was home most of the time. However, she spent time painting and showing her artwork and shows, along with working part-time as a teacher, then travel agent. It was a pretty traditional household. We had home-cooked meals, except for the weekends, and sometimes ordered Chinese food on Sundays. That all changed a few weeks into my freshman year in college. My dad had a heart attack at the Bears-Patriots game in September of 1985. My parents separated in May of 1986. I transferred after freshman year in August of 1986. My grandma Sil passed away in spring of 1987, and somehow I graduated from college in December of 1989 after wanting to throw in the towel. I didn't know what to do. I felt like I was shriveling. While the image of that white picket fence faded into the background, I have felt blessed and grateful for all of it. As I moved on from academia and started working in the business world, I put one foot in front of the other, navigating the next few years, figuring out what I wanted to do, and living on my own. A few years passed, friends started getting married and having kids. I got fixed up on a blind date, got married, and had my first child in 2000. I was a late bloomer. I wanted Norman Rockwell and experienced something close to it growing up a Heckman. I wanted my dad to walk me down the aisle, and am blessed to have had the honor of that walk. Boy, was that the most extraordinary walk. While my marriage ended, the biggest blessings have been my children. I knew I would be okay, walking away with two babies, thankfully not having to worry about having heater, air conditioning, or roof over our head. I was really lucky. I've met so many people who didn't have that and didn't feel like they could leave. Those are the people that I have been so blessed to have met over the years. I've been in charge and flying solo for over 20 years. I never thought that this would be my life. While this isn't how I imagined my life, I'm grateful for being strong with a really good head on my shoulders, determination, and persevering to keep moving forward one step at a time. Now that my kids are 21 and 23, I've started turning the arrow around, really looking in the mirror and focusing on what's next here in the Sunshine State. My new business, my desire to help others unfamiliar with being the boss and in charge of everything, as well as providing hope to anyone questioning whether it's possible to find joy, even if you're a party of one. It is possible. Believe in yourself. Have faith. And take it one step at a time. Let's do this. Get up. Get dressed. Put on some makeup. Smile. And don't forget to sparkle. I'm here for you, cheering you on, even on your darkest days. We can do this. It won't be easy, but life never is. But just remember, life is meant to be lived and enjoyed through the good and the bad. We just have to buckle up, and I'll help you get there. Thank you so much for your time. I can't wait to have more conversations with you. Truth be told, I wrote this. I'm the author of what I just shared with you. And to be honest, I never really thought I was a writer, but I started writing over 7 years ago. And it's so cathartic. And I know over the years that me being honest and real and sharing really the pain and joy of what I've overcome over all these years has resonated with people. And I'm here to be that sounding board for you, to provide hope in times of despair. We're not going to be this deep in every conversation because life is all about the ups and downs. We're going to talk about fun things. We're going to talk about my love for ice cream, my very diverse interest in music, except for heavy metal and in electronic music. We're going to talk about how I learned to love being on the golf course. We're going to talk about what really happens on the golf course and what nobody shares with you. We're going to talk about addiction and mental health issues. We're going to talk about hope with addiction and mental health. We're going to talk about how to keep moving forward when you really think that life is crumbling right in front of your eyes. And we're going to talk about, most importantly, believing in the silver linings while you're going through the storm, that it is possible. And we're going to talk about how my hand is out helping you navigate those storms. We're going to have guests that are going to run the gamut. We're going to talk about people who also help other people mind their nest from a financial perspective, from a psychological perspective, people helping other people mind their nest. Mind your nest can mean so many different things. I came up with mind your nest because I was thinking mind your business, mind your nest, mind your house. And it can mean so many different things. We're going to explore the many different things that comprise minding your nest. We're going to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly, and overcoming them all, and living a purpose-driven life with vigor, humility, and humor. So excited. Can't even tell you what this means to me. So I want to thank you so much from every part of my heart for tuning into this episode of Mind Your Nest. I hope you found inspiration and insight in our exploration of overcoming challenges and embracing authenticity. Remember, your journey is unique, but you are never alone. Together, we can navigate life's twists and turns with grace and resilience. And I'm here with an open heart and two really good hands. If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider sharing it with your friends, family, and colleagues. Your support helps us reach more listeners and spread our message of hope and empowerment. And don't forget to leave a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. Your feedback means the world to us and helps us continue to grow and improve. Join us next time as we continue our journey of self-discovery, empowerment, and inspiration. Until then, keep shining bright and always remember to mind your nest. Hugs. XOXO, Jennifer. Thank you so much for listening.